on this Sunday is set aside World Communion Sunday. And today, thousands of people all over the world will be taking communion with us. They're doing it in remembrance of Jesus Christ. And I want to show you four different ways that we can look at the Lord's Supper and kind of store it in our hearts, the power and how good it is. We should always look backward. We look backward where we can remember Jesus suffering and dying on the cross. The cross has always been really special to me. Steve put one up here for me when I first came here to pastor. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." And this is where this neat word comes in. It's not a very big word, but it's really neat if you study the Bible. "For the wages of sin is death, but." That word "but" is a big-time word in the Bible if you study it. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." It should have been me or you or the entire world's population nailed on that cross to pay for the sins. But Jesus took our place. Of all, he took my place and your place and paid the cost of our sins. How could we not look back and worship the one who loved us so much? He would die for each of us, nailed to a cross. So let us remember to look back in our communion service. And we should look upward. The same Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you and me and all humankind has risen from the dead and has been exalted by God the Father and now sits on his throne next to God the Father in heaven. That same Jesus Christ shall descend from heaven with a shout one of these days. I don't think it's very far off. And with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God and the dead in Christ will rise first to meet him in the air. And then we who are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And shall be ever with the Lord. We should comfort one another with these words, Paul told us. So let us remember to look upon our communion service, looking upward. And we should look inward. Jesus promised the disciples when he was getting ready to go home and be with his Father in heaven, he said that he would send one just like him, just like Jesus, to dwell on our hearts forever. The first time I read that John, first chapter of John, and I told you I just accepted one, too many times I've told you I accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. And all of a sudden, I found out that the Holy Spirit was going to be inside of me. And I went, oh my goodness, God's going to be inside of me, you know. And he doesn't care anything about what you've done in your past. When you accept him, he's there to send that Holy Spirit to dwell in your hearts forever and lead us and guide us. In this life, then prepare us for life eternal with God the Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Let us remember to look inward to the Comforter who dwells in our hearts and abides with us forever to lead us and guide us and prepare us for eternal life with Christ. And we always should look forward. In John 22:15-18, listen to the words from Christ to his disciples. "With desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more drink of the fruit or of the vine until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he said, "This do in remembrance of me." All the way through the Bible, Jesus teaches us about different things all the way through the Bible. And he gives us commandments and he tells us what not to do. This is the one place in the Bible where he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Check it out. Do this in remembrance of me. So let us look forward to the day when we are in paradise and we're sitting down with Christ and all the other saints. For that time, once you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, you are a saint. That's a hard one for me to say about myself, so I know it might be hard on some of you, but we are, according to Jesus Christ, we are saints. So we're sitting with all the saints that day. Can you imagine our glory at that time with a new glorified body like that of Christ, and we're sitting at this table, and all of a sudden Jesus is passing the bread. And then he's pouring the juice again. It'll probably be the real stuff with Jesus. But he's pouring it for us and passing it around there. Can you imagine us sitting there drinking with Jesus Christ? It's an awesome thing that we got to look forward to. It's our looking forward to this day when Jesus Christ will share the fruit of the vine with us. So today as we partake, as with other thousands of Christians this day, partake in the Lord's Supper, let us remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we look backward to what He did for us out of love. And we look upward for what He has in stake for us out of love. And look forward in our faith, for it's there with us. Today, let us concentrate on what Jesus did for us upon the cross. Today, with all our hearts and minds and souls, let us prepare for this communion service, giving all praise, honor, and glory to Jesus Christ. As all God's people said, amen.